call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome to my lounge. Today, I'm in London. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. They have relaxed the lockdown, but I am still vigilant. I am still maintaining social distance, even though it appears that some people are disregarding that. They're completely disregarding that there is a virus out there. Will there be a second lockdown? I predict that they will, but let's wait and see. Anyway, my beautiful listeners, let me ask you, how are you feeling today? What's your vibe saying? What vibration are you putting out there? Well, let me say, focus on what you want. So ask yourself, what do you want? What do I want? To get yourself right back into alignment so you can start attracting all those goodies, all those good things. Because you know where your focus goes, that's where your attention goes, and that's what you will attract into your reality. Today, I'm going to speak on a subject that was addressed to me a couple of days ago. I was asked what I thought about the Jada Pinkett Smith and husband and August Alsina situation. And my response at that time was no comment. It was no comment because I couldn't comment on something I had not informed myself about. You see, at the time of seeing the headlines, I had refused, like flat out refused, to make it a priority or a distraction from my constant to-do list. You know when you have that to-do list and you have to do it. Besides, I've never been one to give much attention to celebrities and their drama. And I'm often the one in the room, and maybe I should be ashamed to say that, who will actually say, well, who is that? And I'm often met with like baffled looks, like, you don't know who that person is? Where have you been living? Have you been living under a rock? maybe. However, this time, my spirit whispered to me that I should check out the story as my work is about the promotion of healing, healing of our nation through my teaching. So I went and I went to YouTube and I looked at a couple of videos on the situation. I looked at the Red Table Talk that Jada Pinkett Smith co-hosts, and I watched her place herself as a subject of discussion at the Red Table with her husband. Now, for those that don't know, especially as I'm based in London, so I'm going to explain it to my London listeners. That American show deals with matters of the heart, discussing somewhat revealing conversations that have at its center real, authentic, and difficult lessons for our upbuilding, for our edification. Now, for anybody who actually follows my shows, and I know there's a lot of you out there, you will know that on my last show that was entitled Find Your Function, I used the analogy that as individuals were like jigsaw pieces that are whole and yet incomplete, that fit into one another. So when you look at a jigsaw, it's a piece that is broken in all the wrong, or should I say the right places, depending on how you look at it. So it can fit in with another piece on the table to create a beautiful picture. Now, those wrong places are perfectly right for the function of the assignment that has been designated to you here on this planet Earth. So the quick lesson here is that you ought to embrace who you are, including all your perceived frailties and weaknesses. So when I saw Jada Pinkett doing that, I actually had compassion, and I therefore congratulated her as opposed to despising her or attacking her. Because when you can accept who you are, or start to own up to who you are, even if it's just in small steps, that's actually setting an example for others to do the same. Cover up is dangerous. And when you allow yourself to have those real red top table conversations, and not conversations based on the masks that we wear, which gives rise to inauthenticity and doesn't help anyone, it then promotes healing when we can have those conversations. So my perspective of the conversation, and that's all that it is, because I honor the fact that I do not and I cannot see the whole picture. That's God's job. We only ever see a part of God's picture. And because of that, that's why we can't lean on our own understanding. We have to lean on the understanding of God. And so I saw her and her husband, Will Smith, her husband's conversation. I saw it as a step in the right direction, as it was for August Alsina. I commend him, you know, for taking responsibility for his own healing. That took guts. It took guts, bearing in mind that there was people involved that could have been hurt, and they have been hurt. But sometimes, I would say all the time, actually, in life, we have to go through the hurt to get to that place of healing. And when we can do that, and when we can tell our story, that will help others to reach for their story, because we all have a story which is in the dark, and bring it screaming into the light so that it can help others and set others free. So I say we need to out our dirty laundry and bring, like I said, what's in the dark into the light, so that God can restore us and that it can heal us. Think about it. If you have a wound, and you know, I'm sure you know, you've seen kids or experienced yourself when you fall on the ground and you've got a scrape on your knee, and it has bits of debris in there, you know, bits of soil, and you have to clean it out first, and it hurts, right? It hurts. But then the wound is able to cover itself and heal. So when I listened to that discussion, it demonstrated to me that not only that we need healing, but to go even deeper, that we specifically live in a world of sexual confusion. That's what I saw at the root of that discussion. And I'm going to call it as I see it. I'm a black woman. And I'm going to say that as a black woman that deals with other black women, that is surrounded by black women, I have to say that we are dysfunctional. We're strong, and yet we are dysfunctional. You know, I'm going to call a spade a spade. And I say it because it's a problem. And I say we, because it is our problem. It's our problem. We are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. Because we're not separate from each other. And it's that belief that we're separate from each other that is the source and the cause of our pain. But the thing is, if you don't know that that is the problem, How can you then have or even recognize the solution? That problem will be perpetuated over and over again, even if it's resolved and you don't recognize it. And that's where my faith comes in. That's where Jesus comes in. The solution is there. But if we don't recognize that the solution is there, then how can we heal ourselves? So looking at Jada sitting there, and I'm going to say in part, bearing herself, she took the step in the right direction. Because what she did is she shared her perspective. And in sharing her perspective as she saw it, she represented and stood in the place of a whole lot of women who are, and I have to use the phrase, are toxic black women. This is something that we need to acknowledge in our society. That we have toxic black women that are sexually, dysfunctionally confused. And I'm not here to throw any rocks. I'm not here to throw any rocks. Look, the Bible says, he who is without sin cast the first stone. So I'm not exempting myself from that situation. For anybody that knows my past, I still see myself on a path of healing and progress. And it's okay to own that. We're all at different stages on our journey. But what I am saying is, let's call a spade without judgment. It is what it is. And my work as a coach has led me to really deeply acknowledge that women lack self-love, especially my race. And my experience in teaching in this field of dating and relationship has brought to the surface that women live in the energy of the masculine. They live in the energy of masculinity, which has led a lot of women to come across as predatorial, almost. I have to use that word. They've actually forgotten their womanhood. They've forgotten what it means to be feminine, although it's buried in their psyche. There are women out there, many women, and you've seen it, and I'm sure that men can account for this, that prioritize degrees and letters after their name. They prioritize fame and celebrity status over knowing who they are as women, thinking that this gives them worth or adds value to them, especially in the eyes of a man. But sadly, they're mistaken. And a lot of these women come to me because they've arrived at that point where they want to break the pattern of repelling quality men, men that treat them in a quality way, because they just don't know how to do it themselves. I said, well, we think of Einstein. Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. And so there are a lot of women that are out there, they're wearing their masculinity as a badge of honor. And as they wear this badge of honor, over their shoulder, they're carrying emotional baggage. And in the bag is sexual trauma. Sexual trauma that's been passed down often from generation to generation. When we think back of our days of slavery, trauma that's been passed on, never healed from that. And there are some women that I would have to even go to the point of actually saying that they even despise their black men. And so there are these very distorted views on the dynamics between masculine and feminine energy within a relationship. Distortions between what is the masculine role and the feminine role. And so they need and they seek out guidance, especially when they start to realize that they're the common denominator. There's an awakening. I'm the common denominator of all my relationships. I'm the common denominator of the pain that I'm carrying around. In fact, it's actually your perspective, everything that you attract in your life. You are the contributing factor. You've allowed it. What you see on the images of your mind is what you're attracting. It's all you. And it's time that we actually start taking responsibility for that. So when I observed this with Jada Pinkett and her story, I thought that is the story of a lot of women. Yes, in its different forms, but it's the story of a lot of our Black women. And it's understandable knowing where we've come from. So you've got to own your story first. You've got to own it. And I'm not saying that it's easy to do, but it's necessary if our race is going to get ahead. And so when I looked at Jada Pinkett's story and I thought, how is it? The question that came to me was, well, how is it appropriate if someone who is in need approaches someone for mentorship, for healing, for guidance, who is considerably younger than myself, who may be, you know, in age mature, but yet emotionally not mature for a relationship because of all this hurt and pain? How is it deemed appropriate for the mentor to then find themselves in a situation where they themselves seek to find solace in a broken mentee? So this can only happen if they themselves are broken, right? So when we have situations where we have the blind leading the blind, that's why I see this as a case for compassion and not attack. It's obvious that healing is required. And as a race, we've got to stop that crab in a barrel approach where we're pulling down our brothers and sisters. And we seem to feel it's more appropriate because, you know, they've got that celebrity status. They're human beings just like us. You know, God's word tells us to beware of false prophets. And this is a classic case for this celebrity idolism, this celebrity worship of an idol, is when an individual who has status and yet is unqualified to lead another person is followed by other people. And so therefore they've been given the ability to lead other people astray. I'm talking about in the thousands. So I looked at Will Smith and I thought, where, you know, where has, you know, the responsibility of your status gone? It's not going in the right direction. I looked at Will Smith and I thought, where are our Black men? Well, let me tell you something. They are there. But because they don't have celebrity status or, you know, or some kind of accolade in that kind of area, these beautiful Black men who go about their grind, they're not being recognized. There are beautiful, Black, strong, melanated brothers out there. But instead of focusing as a community on what we have, the strengths of our community, we focus on what we don't have. That's why I said it's the crap in the barrel scenario over and over and again. And I know that we can do it. We had our Black Wall Street, and I know that was taken from us. But the fact that we were able to achieve that tells us that we can conquer that crab in a barrel, crab over crabble barrel approach. You know, we've got to stop seeking what we need to seek from ourselves, from celebrities. And that takes looking within. It takes seeing ourselves in the identity of how God created us. It takes us finding ourselves, and it takes self-love. And as a black woman, one of my whys for working the self-love industry is to promote healing at this ground root level. Because when you think about it, our homes are the soil of our future generations. Our children are our fruit. And I'm not even talking about our immediate children in the household. I'm talking about the next door neighbor's kids. You know, we've got to set an example. And I see sexual confusion as a tool that breaks our communities. I encourage you to go and look at the Black Lives Matter website, unless they've changed it. Look at their about page and form your own perspective. I'll say no more on that. But getting back to sexual confusion leads to the instability of our homes. Because where there's no strong masculine black man or a strong black feminine woman to give rise to a wholesome relationship for our children to witness and to grow and thrive in, our relationships are then going to give rise to a weak community, because those children are our next generation. And if we've got a weak community, that's going to give rise to a weak business economy, which is what we see now. Where's the black pound? Where's the black pound? Is it in the black community? How many times is it bouncing in the black community? But yet we spend our money elsewhere. It starts at grassroots level. It starts at the level of relationships. But even beyond that, going deeper, sexual confusion. You know, we need to build generational wealth. So we need to start at that point. The narrative needs to change. Because distortion, a distorted view, a distorted perspective leads to even more distortion. And we need to replace distortion with strength. And that's why we need more red tabletop conversations. You know, there's a war against our black men. And it's being propagated through our black women. We have to move away from a culture that normalizes the disrespecting of our black men in its various forms. And black men, you need to know your black woman was given to you as your helpmate. According to God's word, your role is to shield us. You're our first line of defense, as it were. So if everyone was allowed to fulfill their function, what a beautiful picture this world would be. What a beautiful picture. Now, you've heard me mention a few times throughout this the word perspective. We need to change our internal narrative. We need to stop buying into negative opinions of ourselves. We need to stop having the victim mentality and become victors. We need to stop waiting for handouts. We need to stop complaining and focus on what we do want and go out and get it. Stop waiting for the handout. You're not a victim. And it's a whole mind shift, a whole mentality that needs to be changed. And so to that aim, that's why I've written my book, Perspective. In fact, the book wrote me. You've heard me mention it a few times in my last shows. The book wrote me. And we've got to have God in our life. We've got to have God in our life. Because we need to know who we are. And you need to go to God's word to seek out your true identity. Not who you think you are. Not the programming or the, the programming that I, my daughter sees on TV with twerking bums and rappers with their trousers below their bums. And need I say more? We need to start putting out false ideas out of our head, and we need to start putting in positive ideas in our head and allow that to grow and to blossom. Because we need change. We absolutely need change, and our viewpoints need to change to reflect the spiritual beings that we are and that we have. Sometimes I wonder, what does the next generation, what role models, relationships are we going to need, are we going to leave for the next generation? So we need to change our internal narrative. So I want you to look out for my new and upcoming book that you can pre-order now at www.valerieacampbell.com/pre-order book. And that's pre-order-book. And brothers and sisters, help me get the message out there. This is not a book just for black people. This is a book for the human race. God created humans. He created human. He created woman. He created man. And we've all got to learn to live with one another. But with it first starts with self-love. It starts with self-love, and it starts with changing the perspective that we have of ourselves to the one that God has of us. We've got to break those shackles. We've got to remove those shackles from ourselves because we're free. But if you don't know that you're free, how are you going to walk in it? And I know some people are saying, no, we're not free, we're not free. This is what I mean with the victim mentality. Let's start galvanizing our efforts and make that a reality. Let's have that manifest. You know, Martin Luther King said that if you want change, be the change. Never was a wiser word said. Be the change, be the expression, be the vibe, be the vibration. Be the change that you want to see happen in society, and stop looking for the next person to do it for you. So if you like what you heard today, I would like you to encourage me to do more shows like this, encourage others to do more shows like this to change the narrative. I'd love you to leave your comments on the Secret Vibe Bishani page, as I love touching base with you guys and engaging with your comments. And I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Focus on what you want. And as always, let's stay connected. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Let's stay connected. Peace. 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 Peace.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bishani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.